When Ed Crane founded the Cato Institute in 1977, the climate for liberty was harsher than it is today. And at Cato's 25th anniversary celebration in 2002, Cato Executive Vice President David Bowes pointed out that the forecast has actually improved.
I know it's easy for libertarians to see everything bad that's going on, from the farm bill and the steel import tariffs to the rise of group rights and racial preferences, all those sorts of things. I want to stand back and give you a somewhat more optimistic perspective, which I think you get if you remember what things were like and what things have changed. So I'm going to start by taking you back to 1977. What was 1977? It was Jimmy Carter and Tip O'Neill and an energy czar, raging inflation, gas lines, according to the anti-libertarian scholars Stephen Holmes and Cass Sunstein, libertarian ideas are astonishingly widespread in American culture. They wrote a whole book demonstrating that these ideas are stupid, and at the end they had to say, and yet they remain astonishingly widespread in American culture. Often it's the opponents of political and economic liberalization who make the most noise, maybe because they don't have jobs, or their parents have jobs and subsidize them. The street protests and the violence of the anti-globalization protests in Seattle and Quebec and Genoa, and when I was there in Barcelona, and I have a feeling I just stumbled onto the weekly anti-globalization riot in Barcelona, may give the impression of a mass uprising against liberal capitalism, but I don't think that's right. I think that the anti-globalizers are violent because they're frustrated, and they're frustrated because they're losing, not because they're winning. Everywhere that governments will allow it, people are choosing open markets and open societies. They want free information flows, commerce, trade, investment, and responsibility for their own lives. But the triumph of liberalism is by no means inevitable. There never was a golden age of liberty, and there never will be. We shouldn't think we're harking back to some era that we want to live in. The American Revolution was a great time. Early America was a sprawling individualist society, except for the blemish of slavery. That was not a golden age of liberty. There's never been a golden age of liberty, and we can't look forward to one. We know it's always going to be a struggle. But fortunately, we are part of that. I want to read you just a line that somebody emailed me just today. This is an article appearing in the Australian Financial Review, which I guess is sort of the Wall Street Journal of Australia, article appearing today that talks about Peter Bauer and then says, "This week, Bauer was posthumously awarded the first Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty at the 25th anniversary dinner of the Cato Institute in Washington, D.C., a gathering of thinkers whose promotion and defense of liberal policies has arguably delivered comfortable living standards and political freedom for the majority of people in industrial nations. And in that regard, the objective conditions of reality are an ally for us. Socialism doesn't work, central planning doesn't work, markets work better, but it is still up to us to take advantage of those objective conditions. It's people like you and people like us and people like the scholars we work with who have delivered political liberty and comfortable living standards to the majority of people in the developed countries. And part of our challenge now is to extend it to the majority of people in the yet undeveloped world."